P4 Country.
Nu är det äntligen dags för mig att presentera dagens gäst här i P4 Country. Så låt oss för en stund förflytta oss hem till ett kök i East Nashville i villan som tillhör Molly Tuttle och Ketch Secor. Molly är en av modern countryns mest eftertraktade bluegrass-gitarrister och hennes blivande man Ketch Secor, frontman i bandet Old Crow Medicine Show. Det är Ketch som tar emot oss för ett samtal om musiken och historien och landet han bor och verkar i. Old Crow Medicine Show är något av det bästa och roligaste och smartaste Nashville har att erbjuda idag, tycker jag. Jag börjar att fråga Ketch om bakgrunden till och hur han med Bob Dylan kom att skriva en av genrens mest älskade låtar.
Well, you know, true folk songs are just the most rare coin that you'll pick up in the street, and once you possess a song, it gets into your heart and it never leaves you. I love the power of folk music. I felt as a kid when I would hear a song for the first time, like Country Roads Take Me Home. You know, I heard that song and I thought, this is me. I'm the guy in that song. You know, I heard music at camp made me feel the same way. I heard Creedence Clearwater Revival and I thought, that's what I want to do with my life. I want to go out into the garage with a half pack of cigarettes and all my buddies and make that kind of rock and roll. You know, the way that that music calls you into its ranks, that's what I wanted to sign up for. You know, I wanted to get hitched to that shooting star that was American folk song. And when I found this tune, Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel, it had a certain pull and magnetism. I found it on an old bootleg. You know, when I was in high school, it was almost like I was, you know, studying Bob Dylan more than anything else. Like, I certainly wasn't studying mathematics very well. I cheated on a lot of physics tests. I was a German speaker. I was pretty good at that, and I wrote a lot of songs. So Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel was sort of an exercise in that kind of level of audacity, and immediately yielded this pretty song that was, you know, all my classmates in high school liked it. I played at the nursing home and homeless shelter and the open mic night at the coffee shop. Everybody was digging this tune. I knew, wow, I got a golden one.
So rock me mama like a wagon wheel. Rock me mama any way you feel. Hey mama, rock me.
Wagon Wheel med Old Crow Medicine Show. Dessförinnan hörde du bandets frontman Ketch Secor förklara hur låten kom till. Hur han hittade låten på Bob Dylan bootleg och hur han tog och skrev om Dylan-originalet till att bli en av countrymusikens stora paradnummer. Wagon Wheel är numera invald som en av historiens 100 viktigaste countrylåtar på The Grand Ole Opry. Ketch Secor har aldrig varit blyg med sina åsikter och jag frågar honom hur countrygemenskapen skulle kunna bidra till en bättre värld.
And the question is, will the circle be unbroken? The Grand Ole Opry seeks to answer that question in its own way. Country music seeks to do right by its forebearers, you know, and we're trying to answer the question affirmatively. Yes, the circle will be unbroken. And so that's about a family. It's about the bonds that we all have together, forging a circle, a oneness that the music affords us. It's like a loyalty oath, really. We are one body politic. And though we may come from many political persuasions, you know, you think about Kris Kristofferson and Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, you know, these are the four horsemen, right? Well, do they agree on everything? Do they vote for the same cat? No, not at all. And yet, in an earlier era of country music, we could look to those four and see that our differences did not matter near as much as our unified force, our front. Country music wants us to get along, wants us to join in a circle together. And I'm the kind of country musician who thinks that this kind of work is ever more important in these times.
Oh, the fire in the furnace, the fog in the air.
Last American Waltz med Old Crow Medicine Show, här förstärkta med Molly Tuttle. Jag sitter hemma i köket hos nämnda Tuttle och hennes sambo Ketch Secor från just Old Crow Medicine Show. Någonstans i huset ligger Ketch dotter sjuk och hemma från skolan och behöver faderlig tillsyn. Solen lyser in genom fönstret och Ketch bjuder på kaffe. Ketch har gjort sig känd som en musiker, artist och countrymusikhistoriker. Han kan det mesta om genren vi älskar så. Jag frågar vad som fascinerar mest.
The history of country music is so beautiful. It's fascinating. And when you get a chance to sort of wear the many hats of country music, as I've been privileged to do as an entertainer, as a songwriter, as a historian, and also just as a traveler, you know, like I've crossed this country for the past 25 years. I've been everywhere. Like the old song by Hank Snow goes, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. I mean, that I really have. And everywhere I go, I see more connections between the hub of Nashville and the rest of this world. Music is really, it's not just what you hear. It's a spiritual medium. You know, it's got these wavelengths that are going out into the past and into the present. It's ghostly, it's magic, you know, and it'll make you feel immortal.
It's a crooked old pine. It's a red sun sinking. It's a kudzu vine on a graystone slowly creeping. It's a family name, blood in my veins. That's a way of life on my side of the mountain.
My Side of the Mountain med Old Crow Medicine Show. Här förstärkta med legendariska country-delikatesserna Del McCoury och Ronnie McCoury samt bluegrassstjärnan Molly Tuttle. Ketch Secor har tagit sitt Old Crow Medicine Show till högre höjder med nya albumet Union Made. Och när jag fick förmånen att vara med på plattans releaseparty bakom stora scenen på Grand Ole Opry här förleden, så stod det klart att Ketch och gänget inte kommer att knipa käft om vad som pågår i det stora landet i väster. Det hör du snart i nya låten Howdy Do America, men först försöker Ketch förklara sin sida av saken för mig, där vi sitter i hans kök hemma i villan i East Nashville.
Well, I see a lot of feuding right now on social media in country music, and it's really irritating to me because I think it's just there in a you know, we got a big tastemaker in America right now, bigger than Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash put together. He's the president, this cat. And what this cat has figured out how to do to grab everybody's attention is to not keep the circle unbroken, but rather to break the fucking circle. If this guy breaks the circle, everyone is going to clamor around and watch how it's been broken. Well, it turns out that's more entertaining, or at least gets more eyeballs to your place, to your, you know, post, than if we actually mend the circle, which somehow is not as sexy now, maybe? I'm not sure about that. But this, the asshole we got running the show right now, I think has created a ripple effect into our music. And so it makes everybody want to be antagonistic to each other.
How to do America? Maybe you're from Minnesota or one of the Dakotas, Utah, Arkansas.
P4 Country.